You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Be on the lookout for bears on Moose Wilson Road. That's the message from Grand Teton National Park, who says bruin activity is increasing in the area to forage for berries, particularly chokeberry and hawthorn shrubs, because they're getting ready to hibernate, a sign that winter season is just around the corner. Officials are asking people to stay in their vehicles if they encounter foraging bears, and there may be temporary closures in the area to help protect their habitat. This could possibly include shutting down Moose Wilson Road if bear activity increases. Report bear sightings to the park or visitor center. Hundreds of Teton County residents signed up for a public safety messaging system last week after law enforcement used it to keep people updated on an active shooter situation in the region. Jackson Hole Community Radio's Hannah Merzbach has more.
The suspect, part of a domestic dispute, didn't harm any members of the public and was eventually taken into custody. But during the ordeal, residents along a miles-long rural road were notified by Nixle, the county's text and email alert system, to shelter in place for hours. Only a few messages were sent out. Teton County Emergency Management Coordinator Rich Oakes says alerts are typically only used when there's serious threats to residents and people need to take action.
If I lived in the area of Spring Gulch and I got that message, I would probably want more frequent messaging, but sometimes there's just not enough information to give out.
Subscriber numbers for Nixle alerts spiked that evening, 5% overnight, topping 15,000 users for the first time. Oakes says local authorities have been encouraging people to sign up for more than a decade, but it's most common to see those spikes during what he calls smoke-in-the-air events.
Whether that's a wildfire, whether it's a hazardous materials event, whether it's, armed assailant kind of a thing.
Oakes says the goal is to make sure the public has enough information to protect themselves and their family while also sending them alerts quickly and succinctly. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
Lawmakers in Washington are considering the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act, authored by Montana Senator John Tester, which would add 80,000 acres of new wilderness area in the state. Mark Moran reports.
The act would sustain economic development and recreational use of national forest land in Montana's Bob Marshall, Mission Mountains, and Scapegoat Wilderness areas. Proponents say it would designate new areas for recreation, safeguard crucial tributaries of the Blackfoot and Clearwater rivers, and protect public lands and other waterways. Juanita Vero is a Missoula County commissioner whose family has owned the Ebar L. Dude Ranch outside Missoula for nearly a century. She says the act protects the things that make Montana so environmentally special.
Clean air, clean water, open space, unfettered access. Public lands, public waters. These are all the things that Montana stands for, and we get to offer that.
While the bill enjoys strong support, critics contend it contains too many special interest carve-outs by designating currently protected land into snowmobile and mountain bike areas, for example, and opens roadless areas for logging companies to bulldoze and clear-cut. I'm Mark Moran.
You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.